Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with winning head coach, Centralia head coach Tyler Forsey, after his 40-8 pasting of the Brookfield Bulldogs. Congratulations, Coach Forsey. How'd the boys make it happen tonight?
Well, we started off early. Our ground game did a great job getting things going. Offensive line is doing a great job up front, as they have, you know, all season. So, you know, we're continuing to do what works, and that's, you know, run the ball. And, you know, I thought we were very efficient throwing the ball as well. You know, I thought Colin had some good passes. Receivers did a good job hanging on to the ball. And, you know, I thought our offense looked really good tonight. You know, I had a couple missed opportunities here and there, but, you know, I had a couple things kind of not go our way call-wise. And, you know, I thought our kids did a good job not getting frustrated by it.
Sir, occasionally Brookfield managed to act like it had a passing game. Did you expect that?
Yeah, I knew there. I mean, that number two, that Peyton Parn, he's a.
You've seen him on the wrestling mat.
Yeah, yeah. He's state champion. Kid's a winner. You know, he's a tough kid. He's fast. He's quick. You know, has good hands. And, you know, he made a play early on. And, you know, hats off to him. But how about hats off to Kyden Wilkerson sprinting down and stripping him at the goal line. And, and we're able to get that ball back. Takes the touchdown off the board and we get the ball back. You know, that's heart right there. That's character. That's what three-year starters do. So, no, that was a great play by a guy that's, you know, been doing it for a while.
Looks like you broke a Shelton out of your toolbox tonight for some yards.
Oh, yeah. No, we got, I'd say the offensive line is good. So, no matter who we put back there, they're going to look all right. But, no, Braden Shelton is a very good running back. He's got great bounce, hits the hole hard. You know, he does not go down easy. So, no, he's a great option as well. Like I say, I've kind of just been keeping him on defense because, you know, he means a lot to our defense. But, no, he did a good job running the ball tonight.
You were up by, what, 30 points or more at halftime, sir?
No, I think it was 26-8, maybe, 26-8, maybe. So, you know,
what does the coach tell his team to keep them motivated when you've got that type of thing going on?
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, I wanted to be finishers this week. You know, we talked about I wanted to start fast, and we kind of did, you know, at times.
Started
you
faster.
Know, yeah, I'd say maybe faster than what we did last week. But, you know, I still want to start a little bit faster, a little bit cleaner off the get-go. And then, you know, I wanted to be a finisher, and, you know, I think we did a good job of that tonight.
Got some action out of Tempe tonight.
Yeah, you know, he's doing a good job kicking, and, you know, kicked the field goal, and then he, you know,
without missed
the one. That's all right.
Well, can you explain to the audience what happened there? I mean,
I cannot.
Yes, sir.
I cannot. I wish I could tell him. I wish I could tell him what the flag was for. I wish I could say.
Yes,
but I don't know myself.
Without any locker room material, what's going on next week, sir?
We're going to host Monroe City, and I know they're playing very well right now, so we got our work cut out for us. But, man, you know, that's what it's about. You know, that's exciting.
Undefeated this season, sir?
As far as I know. So, no, that'll be a great matchup, cool atmosphere. No, that's what high school football's about.
Are they kind of balanced like Centralia is, or are they more of a running game or more of a passing game?
Honestly, I haven't watched too much of their film yet just because, you know, we're not able to look past anybody because we've got a tough schedule as it is. But I think, you know, we're going to have to, you know, definitely stop the run game. It just kind of starts there with Monroe City typically. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But we'll watch film and kind of get a game plan together this weekend.
Anything you want to tell the fans about tonight's game that I haven't asked about?
I love the atmosphere, man. We were rowdy, and I loved it.
Thank you, Coach Tyler Forsey. Congratulations, 4-0 Centralia Panthers.